3.37.
I arrived at the airport in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where I met Nilda. Hola, soy Max.
Encantada, soy Nilda.
Nilda took me to my hotel, and that evening we went to eat, and it was time for my first test. I had to order a sandwich and a drink in a cafe, and then ask for the check. I sat down at a table, and I tried to order a soda and a chicken sandwich. Por favor, un refresco y un emparedado de pollo.
Enseguida.
Terrific. The waiter understood me the first time. My pronunciation wasn't perfect, but I got my soda and my sandwich. I really enjoyed it. But then the more difficult part, asking for the check. ¿Cuánto es?
6.90.
¿Cómo?
6.90.
6.90. I understood. Nilda gave me 8 points for the test. I was very happy with that. Next, we went out on the street. Test number 2 was asking for directions and understanding them. We were on a narrow street, and I had to stop someone and ask him or her for the nearest drugstore, una farmacia. I stopped a woman. At first, I didn't understand anything she said.
Siga derecho y tome la segunda calle a la izquierda. Hay una farmacia en esa calle.
I asked the woman to speak more slowly.
Todo derecho y tome la segunda calle a la izquierda. Izquierda.
I got it this time, I think. The second street on the left. I followed the directions, and guess what? There was a drugstore there. 7 points from Nilda. Test number 3. I wasn't looking forward to this one. I had to take a taxi to a historical place in San Juan. Nilda wrote down the name of the place on a piece of paper. It was the name of an old fort near the ocean. We stopped a taxi. El Moro, por favor.
¿Qué? ¿A dónde?
He didn't understand me. I tried again, but he still didn't understand. I was desperate, so I said, Fort, old, water.
Ah, El Morro.
Finally. Nilda only gave me 5 points because I ended up using English. Still, at least I made the taxi driver understand where I wanted to go. And so to the final test. I had to leave a message in Spanish on somebody's voicemail. I had to give my name, spell it, and ask the person to call me back. Nilda gave me the number. It was one of her friends named Lourdes, and I dialed. I was feeling a little nervous at this point because talking on the phone in a foreign language is never easy.
Deje su mensaje después de la señal.
Buenas noches. Soy Max. Max? M-A-R-X. Por favor, llamarme esta noche... Oh, yes. A las 8:30. Gracias. Well, my grammar wasn't correct, but I left the message. Half an hour later, at 8:30, Lourdes called me. Success! Nilda gave me 8 points. That was the end of my 4 tests. Nilda was happy with me. My final score was 7. I was very happy with that. So, how much can you learn in a month? Well, of course, you can't learn Spanish in a month, but you can learn enough to survive if you are on vacation or on a trip. Now I want to go back to Washington, D.C. and try and learn some more. Adios!